70. The Buzz. The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murray offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
So welcome back to Broadview. JP's here with me, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on over in Britain. It's been a while since they riled up against the Queen over there.
Not against the Queen.
Memories of the... It's against the Queen, whatever they
come
do.
Come on, it's not against anything.
Whatever they do.
It's for flat panel TVs.
I know it. Can you believe that?
That's all they're after is stuff.
Well, what happened was, I mean, it started out, they said it was because of the guy who got shot. And I think they are thinking, as a matter of fact, that it is just an excuse for violence.
Yeah.
They're writing about it now. Okay. Many commentaries are on the mission about the riots that have swept parts of urban London and other British cities. Now, it's very naive to look at these riots without the context, say one journalist, okay? Who says the reason the violence kicked off in London's suburb at Tottenham is because that area is getting 75% cuts in public services? This is what they're preaching, that when it started, it was the guy who got shot, the black man. Then they said, no, that the riots were caused. That angered them, but it was actually because 75% of their cuts were in public services. Others have said that the political context for the rioting is youth unemployment or working class anger at David Cameron's cuts agenda. There's a context to London's riots that can't be annoyed or ignored, said a guy from The Guardian. The backdrop of brutal cuts and enforced measures, the mass unrest, is a protest against unhinged capitalism.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what they're saying. I know it.
I've been hearing some of the statistics, and they have people who haven't worked in generations over there where the whole family is on welfare.
Yeah, there's a that's what they're talking about.
And that's
right
what
here.
They're upset about. That's not
a generation.
They're not angry at capitalism. They're just angry because of their
welfareism. Designed to ensure that the poor remain mentally fit.
What does that mean?
I know it. It's kind of crazy. None of them are self-reliant. And none of them have any community spirit, that's for sure. The antisocial youthful rioters look to other people for the end product, antisocial system of state intervention. Okay, now Brandon O'Neill, the editor of Spike, says these observers are right that there is a political context to the riots. They're right to argue that while the police shooting of a young black man, Mark Dugan, has been the trigger for the street violence, there is a broader context to the disturbances. But they're wrong about the political context. Painting these riots as some kind of an action replay of historic political street fights against capitalism, the bosses or racist cops, might allow armchair radicals to get their intellectual rocks off, as they say, as they lift their noses from dusty tombs about the leveliers of the surrogates and the franchisees. I'm sorry about that. It's a political upheaval of equal worth and now occurring outside their windows. But such shameless projections misses that it's a new, particular, and deeply worrying thing about these riots to everyone who's lived here for a long time. The political context is not the cuts agenda or the racist policy. It's the welfare state, which is now clear that they have nurtured a new generation that is absolutely a nonsensical community spirit.
It's just disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I mean, you have no respect for these people.
See, now you knew this.
If you're on your third generation of nobody in the house working and you're still reproducing and making children and you never get off your butt and go out and get a job, now you're riding in the street and stealing flat panel TVs?
I actually had no idea.
This is not a revolution. This is just disgusting.
I had no idea that they had a welfare state over there. I had no idea.
Oh, it's terrible. But, you know, let's not forget, I mean, England is in the news, but these riots are all over the world. It's scary. There were 250,000 people in the streets in Israel. They're upset about some of the same stuff. Their housing, the cost of living is too high and stuff like that.
But don't you think that this is causing it to spread?
I don't know.
I mean, it started Libya and over in there. No, it started Egypt.
Egypt is still in turmoil.
Egypt is still in turmoil.
There's pictures coming out of there. They're just whole sections of the city destroyed.
It seems to me like a cleansing of some kind.
I don't know.
It's but like people are always going to take
it. It's a social media revolution, wherever it is. They're like flash mobs, and people are saying, "Okay, we're going to be downtown," and they're saying it on Facebook and tweeting it. And
well, right there in Syria, they were going to cut the social networks.
Right.
And they're thinking of doing in other places. As a matter of fact, we just had something happen where they cut the cell phone service.
Right. But there are actually places on the internet that tell you how to get around the government cutoffs of the cell phones and the tweets, so you can still do it.
Well, of course.
So now you can't really cut them off. I mean, in Egypt, people were still calling out on cell phones using a special structure that they had set up ahead of time. It's really weird.
So they think they can really control us when they really can't, especially when you're a mad mob.
No, I don't think
you're
going
to find a way.
No.
You're going to find a way.
Somebody's going to find a way, right?
Yeah, I think it's crazy. The whole world is in an uproar, an uprising.
And it's happening in this country.
Well, it is happening.
Did you hear the Philadelphia mayor this week? That is great. If you would teach me more technically about radio, I would play the sound from the YouTube of the Philadelphia mayor in his own church last Sunday.
But get it, pull it up on there.
I can pull it up.
Pull it up on YouTube. We'll just have to be quiet, but you can just hit play and it'll play.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Would I kid you?
That's the technical thing I had to know.
See what I'm saying? Now you got it all down. You'll have your own show before long. Well, yeah, Madison, Wisconsin is a good example of all this, although they're still...
All right. I'm going to move it to the right point.
Yeah, well, don't get crazy on us. We don't want to hear all kinds of weird...
He's not going to swear. He's in church.
Okay. Oh, does that matter?
27 and a half minutes.
That's too long.
No. This is where it starts, right here. It's about 2 or 3 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay, when I give you a thing, you get ready to fade it out. Okay.
This is the Philadelphia mayor in his own church.
Let's hear this.
Talking about the youth.
So to all of our young people, but a particular message to our young African-American boys and girls. Let me say this. If you want all of us, black, white, or any other color, if you want us to respect you, if you want us to look at you in a different way, if you want us not to be afraid to walk down the same side of the street with you, if you want folks not to jump out of the elevator when you get on, if you want folks to stop following you around in stores when you're out shopping, if you want somebody to offer you a job or an internship somewhere, if you don't want folks to be looking in or trying to go in a different direction when they see 2 or 20 of you coming down the street, then stop acting like idiots and fools out in the streets of the city of Philadelphia. Just cut it out. And another thing, take those doggone hoodies down, especially in the summer. Pull your pants up and buy a belt, because no one wants to see your underwear or the back of your butt. Nobody. Buy a belt. Buy a belt. Nobody wants to see your underwear. Comb your hair and get some grooming skills.
Oh, right.
Was he on fire or what?
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, I'm looking at the video, and you can see the people standing up and clapping.
Well, yeah, they're standing up and clapping, but do they mean it?
Oh, yeah. And you see, if you watch it to the end, you can see him leaving the podium and the pastor congratulating him and all the people standing up.
Cover up that butt crack. That's what he's saying.
Is that an age thing? That just seems like the stupidest fad in the whole world to me.
Well, no. You can't think that way, because then it is an age thing, because what did they think of long hair back in the 60s and 70s?
I know, but some of these kids can hardly get across the street when a car's coming.
I know, it's so funny. But they're easier to catch.
I guess.
Wow, yay for him.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Wow.
What's with JP with his hat backwards, though? Every time he comes in here, his hat is backwards. I don't get
JP,
that.
You see the butt crack over there?
Yeah. I don't. That's a view I don't need to see.
About, you know? By golly gee willikers.
Well, there you go. That's our favorite phrase. Well, I think that's a start.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a politician who's a leader. That's what Michael Savage keeps saying. He's a leader. He's willing to say speak the truth, and he doesn't care.
And not mince words.
He's not mincing any words.
But was he talking to that audience, the audience of people that are doing that, or was he just talking to parents? Who is he telling this to?
Based on what I can see in the video, it is mostly an older crowd, and they're sitting in church.
And how are we ever going to make those kids out there with the butt crack showing outside do it? He needs to be out there speaking to them, speaking in schools, that's what he needs to do.
Well, they're really cracking down in Philadelphia.
Well, they should. It's about time.
And if they find somebody who's below a certain age and they're out past curfew, they're arresting the parents and putting them in a holding cell also. So that's going to get some attention.
Yeah, and then they're going to feed the kids and the parents are going to sue them, and that's going to start a whole big mess. But I think it's, what's his name again?
Nutter?
Nutcase? Nutter, the nut man.
Michael Nutter.
Michael Nutter, wow.
Did JP say they were cracking down?
Okay, Sean.
Wow, Sean.
I think he did that on purpose just so I had something to say.
Well, I think that's wonderful. That's